This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, September 28th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Rob Cantor has this week's edition of the Environmental Almanac, and we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for the weekend, but first a look at today's news. A number of outside police agencies are carrying out a death investigation in Urbana. Police say 33-year-old James Pelmore died early yesterday morning outside a North Division Street home. Neighbors called police reporting a man pounding on their door and screaming. Police say when they arrived, Pelmore told them he had taken a large amount of drugs and needed help. He was restrained, but police say he stopped breathing after EMS crews arrived to treat him. The two responding officers are on paid leave while the coroner and a task force made up of other agencies investigate Pelmore's death. A high school in Decatur was locked down for a brief time Thursday afternoon after a report of a student with a weapon. Superintendent Gloria Davis says Eisenhower High School students had been kept in place inside the school while police looked through the building after the initial report. But she says the person in question was later found off campus at Mueller Park west of the school. No one was hurt. A conference Thursday on the University of Illinois' Urbana-Champaign campus discussed the role of capitalism in building society. And the group sponsoring the conference says they'll work to give the topic more attention in the university's courses and research. The Academy on Capitalism and Limited Government Fund is backed by U of I alumni who say their endowments will help make up for a lack of attention paid to free markets and individual rights on college campuses. U of I Chancellor Richard Herman says an advisory committee will review the group's proposals to make sure they meet academic standards. Herman spoke at the conference at the Illini Union, as did Robert Novak, the conservative columnist and U of I alumnus. Novak praised Herman and U of I President B. Joseph White for their courage in supporting the Academy Fund.
But if it takes courage to celebrate capitalism and limited government, then something is really wrong. And we, however, are starting to put it, I hope, on the right track here today.
Some faculty members have criticized the Academy Fund. They fear it will bring courses or research to the U of I shaped more by ideology than academic rigor. But co-founder Jim Vermette told the conference audience Thursday they want to work with U of I faculty and administration to bring the concepts of free market capitalism up for open study and free debate. Gambling opponents are gearing up for a fight over a new plan to add more casinos as a way to pay for a statewide construction program. Sean Crawford has more.
Letter writing, emails, and phone calls are just part of the strategy. Gambling opponents, including faith-based groups, are getting involved in one of the biggest political battles this year. The Illinois Senate has approved a plan to raise billions through three new casinos and other gaming expansion. The proceeds would help cover costs of building roads, schools, and more. But Anita Bedell with the group Illinois Church Action calls it a terrible way to finance public works projects.
Gambling has never fixed any problems. I think the legislators who voted for it have dollar signs in their eyes. They're looking for projects, and they're willing to sacrifice the citizens of Illinois who will be the gambling addicts for the sake of new roads.
Bedell says more gambling means crime and bankruptcies will go up. Along with new casinos, the plan would allow for internet betting on horse racing. The governor supports the package, but the House Speaker says he wants to hold hearings before any vote in that chamber. I'm Sean Crawford.
Governor Rod Blagojevich says a $50 million expanded breast and cervical cancer screening program is being paid for by vetoes of pork barrel projects. Illinois is expanding its breast and cervical cancer screening program to cover all women without health insurance. The program starts October 1st. It's another move by Blagojevich to increase access after his health care agenda failed in the General Assembly. The expansion announced yesterday makes treatment available to 260,000 more women, and women need only to be uninsured to qualify. The governor made the announcement at a Chicago hospital surrounded by women's health advocates and breast cancer survivors. The fire protection fees listed on water bills in many communities were supposed to be the topic of an Illinois Commerce Commission forum in Champaign last night. But the effort to answer questions about the fees was hurt by low turnout. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
ICC hearing officer Robert Bensko says some water customers see the fire protection fee on their water bill as a form of double billing because they're also charged for fire protection through their local taxes. But Bensko says the fee included on water bills pays for just one aspect of fire protection, separate from what's paid for by taxes.
The fire protection charge on the water bill pays for the hydrants, the amount, the water that's being used. And the fire protection charge that's, say, on your tax bill is used for hard substances such as your fire trucks, your buildings, your training, your personnel.
Turnout for the forum in Champaign was disappointing. No members of the public and none of the municipal and fire protection district officials who had been invited to discuss the fire protection fee. Two more forums are scheduled in Fairview October 3rd and Orland Park October 15th. Bensko predicts a better turnout in Orland Park. Long-standing disputes over water service in nearby suburbs led to the legislation mandating the forums. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Housing Authority of Champaign County is looking to boost its inventory of public housing and Section 8 rental properties. The agency has put out a call for donations of vacant land and buildings that owners are no longer interested in maintaining. Executive Director Edward Bland says the properties can be anywhere in the county. He says the Housing Authority will be responsible for any necessary building maintenance and ensuring safety.
Naturally, we would go and do a physical inspection of the property, determine what needs to be done to bring it up to code. Anything that we accept, we would definitely bring it up to code so it would become a part of our physical inventory, because the flip side of that, once a year, the federal government could come down and do a physical inspection of all our properties.
Bland says the Housing Authority would also do any research on prior inspections of structures, making sure they're free of hazards like lead, paint, and asbestos. Bland says it's not uncommon for housing authorities to seek out donated property, but this is likely the first time it's been done in Champaign County. He says this tax-deductible donation request is similar to what nonprofit agencies like the United Way do throughout the year. For the latest newscast online, go to wyll.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Is preserving the environment a religious issue? As we hear from Rob Cantor in this week's Environmental Almanac, there's a growing belief that it is.
Although it would be more comfortable to pretend otherwise, many people live with the understanding that humans are damaging the earth more now than they ever have in the past. You don't have to witness it yourself to regret that we annihilate mountains to mine coal in West Virginia, or that we scour the seafloor of all life in pursuit of fish to eat, or that we continue to destroy rainforests faster than we can name the species we're extinguishing in the process, or that burning fossil fuel like there's no tomorrow may guarantee there is no tomorrow for the many species of plants and animals whose habitats are altered or wiped out altogether by climate change. Faced with these ongoing disasters of our own making, University of Illinois professor and director of the Program for the Study of Religion, Robert McKim, thinks it essential to ask what guidance the major religious traditions can provide for living in a less damaging way. Can religion, he asks, serve as a source of hope, optimism, creativity, and new ideas? McKim is hopeful that it can. For starters, he observes that the changes in outlook and behavior called for by environmentalists are very much in line with the central messages of many religious traditions. To be less selfish, less greedy, less casual about assuming we deserve what we have. Many religions, he notes, are in fact engaging new thinking about what caring for the earth requires. Some traditions are calling for more sustainable ways of life, for avoiding the destruction of other species, for reducing our carbon footprint, for restoring woodlands and prairie, for stopping the pollution of rivers and lakes with agricultural runoff, and more besides. In order to promote further dialogue on this topic, McKim has been coordinating a series of lectures in the field of religion and environmental thought. Next week, as part of that series, Professor Michael Northcutt from the University of Edinburgh will visit campus to give two lectures, which are open to the public. On Thursday, October 4th, Professor Northcutt will speak about the shift in outlook he sees as necessary for a meaningful response to climate change. From Northcutt's perspective, we can't fix our disordered relationship with the atmosphere without deep reforms in our current ways of living, which, he argues, grow out of a false picture of how humans are connected with one another and the rest of life. Then on Friday, October 5th, Professor Northcott will speak on the present massive wave of humanly caused extinctions in light of the first chapters of the book of Genesis. For him, the stories of Adam and Noah speak powerfully to the present human condition and the ecological crisis. Michael Northcott's lectures will also serve as book signing events for the North American launch of his new book, A Moral Climate: The Ethics of Global Warming. Both talks by Professor Northcott will take place in the Author's Corner at the Illini Union Bookstore and begin at 4 p.m. More information about the Religion and Environmental Thought lecture series can be found at the website for the University of Illinois Program for the Study of Religion.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Council. Support for Environmental Almanac comes from the U of I College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. In the forecast for the region today, sunny skies, the high around 77, clear skies this evening, the low 52 in town and 47 in nearby rural locations. Sunny skies tomorrow, the high around 80, clear skies tomorrow evening, the low 54, sunny Sunday much of the day, some increasing cloudiness towards sunset, the high 82. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or two, the low 56, mostly sunny Monday, the high 78. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, September 28th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News. We'll be right back.